We had touched upon the machlekes between the Taz and the Shach, how to deal with a katan who didn't have pidyon haben. There's no av to be paid to the ben. And the shaila is, should we wait until the child grows up and he'll do the pidyon haben himself? Or is there a way to do the pidyon haben for him, the katanusai? So there are a number of questions that the Taz brought up and the Shach discuss as to whether we can do the pidyon haben for him. So in approaching this shaila, the Taz begins by saying that the starting point is figuring out whether doing a mitzvah for a person that saves him money is a schus or not. The Gemara in Nedarim has a suffix, if you can be tayrim truma and pater your friend's kri, so you're going to supply the truma and save him money, and this way his kri is mesukin, but he loses the chance of the mitzvah of Rosh's truma. So the Taz begins by saying that even if we begin with a premise that there's a hachra on that shaila, that you're allowed to be mafresh truma to pater somebody else's kri, the Taz begins with a premise, which is the Taz's way of looking at the sugya, that you can't deny the fact that losing out a chance to do a mitzvah is a tzad chayv. It may be that there's a schus that I'm saving money, but to look at it as a schus gomer, that you can't say, because seif kol seif, I'm losing the chance of doing it myself. So even if you're going to paskin that you're able to be mafresh truma on behalf of somebody else without asking him, because there is primarily a schus, when you're dealing with an adult, the adult will tell you whether he treats it as a schus or not. The adult later could say, for me it's a chayv, and then it'll become batal. The adult can tell you, yashakayach, and it's chalam afreya. Of Rezok de Taz, when you're dealing with a katan, Taisvis told us in Ksuvis that his shita is schiyas mitam shlichas. So there really is no way to ever do something on behalf of a katan, even b'tayras schia, except Taisvis was mechadish, that something that we consider a schus gomer, that you could do for a katan, where Chazal feel there is no tzad chayv, there's only schus here, so even though there's no one to talk to, we can't ask the katan his opinion because he's not a bardas. Taisvis is mechadish in Ksuvis on Daf Yud Aleph, that if something is a schus gomer, then even if you hold schi as mitam shlichas, you can have schi lakotin. As Taisus is being mechadish, that the ability for a kotin to have a shliach is possible. Ein shlichas lakotin doesn't mean you can't have shlichas. It means that practically speaking, you can't have shlichas by a kotin because you need a minu shlichas, and a kotin can't make a shliach. You can't have schia, because schia also has studim of chiyev. Taisvis is mechadish in that teretz, that in a place where there's no tzad chayiv, the chazal don't see a tzad chayiv, schia will work. So the Taz says, the only argument you could make that you should be able to do a pidyon haben for this katan without asking him, because he's a katan, is if you tell me that doing a mitzvah for somebody else where he saves money but loses the mitzvah is a schus gomer. The Taz says it's not true. The Taz says the Gemara wasn't mesupik whether it's a schus gomer. The Gemara was mesupik whether it's a chayiv, and therefore you can't do it for anyone, or the tzad schus is so great that you could do it even though there's a tzad chayiv, and the adult will tell you what he feels about it. But by a katan where schus gomer is required to have schia, it's not going to work. It works by geiris, zukt the Taz, because Taisva says, the other Rishonim, that geiris for a katan is a schus gomer, but to be robbing someone of a mitzvah, zukt the Taz, there is no tzad in the Gemara that it's a schus gomer. So therefore, in the Taz's mind, the discussion basically ends here, because since you're dealing with a katan, and to do for a katan you need a schus gomer, he understood in the Gemara there's no tzad, it's a schus gomer. Therefore, it can't work. That's what the Taz writes. Now, the Shach is chaylik with the Taz, And the Shach says that's not pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara's tzad that it works is that it's a schuz gomer. And therefore, if we're going to paskin that you could be mafresh truma for somebody else, which is what the Rambam paskins, so the Shach says that means we accept the tzad that it is a schuz gomer to do a mitzvah for someone, paying for it, saving him the money, even though he loses the mitzvah. So the Shach, if that's the conclusion, there's no reason why that should not be applied to a katan. That's the Shach's taina on the Taz. So the Shach and Taz basically are disagreeing how to understand the Gemara. Now all of this is between the lines, because the Gemara just presents it as, do we say it's a schus because I'm saving him money? Do we say it's a chayiv because he'd rather do the mitzvah himself? But the Gemara never labels it as, is it a schus gomer or not? Or is it a schus at all or not? That's the way the Taz read the Gemara and the Shach read the Gemara. And the Taz has the approach that it's not mistavrit to him to call something a schus gomer where saif kol saif, he's losing the chance of doing the mitzvah himself. And the Shach understands that the Gemara's tzad that it works is that this is considered a schus gomer. Now, I mentioned in the last year a Taisvis in Bechairis, where I think that that Taisvis would be a Messiah to what the Shach is saying. But in Cheshbin, Taisvis says what he says, I think because he has to, but it's really totally in another Machlaikis. Taisvis in Bechairis, who's coming to deal with a question of why the Gemara in Bechairis says that Pidyon Peter Chamor could be done without the das of the owner. That if somebody owns a firstborn chamor, which has a din bachar, and you're supposed to be paid it with a set and give the set to a kayin, the Gemara says you could be paid it without daitai. Taisus wants to know why is the Gemara in Adarim Mesupik and the Gemara in Bechairis not Mesupik. So Taisus says, Truma has a requirement of daitai. Truma has a requirement that you need shlichus with daitai. And therefore, Zok Taisvis, even if it works by Pidyon Peta Chamar, Lav Davke works by Truma, because Truma has a higher standard. So we were masber that Taisvis' Shita is that Schi is Mitam Shlichus. If Schi is Mitam Shlichus, it's understood by the Bali HaTaisvis and the Rishonim, that Schi Mitam Shlichus means that we treat it as if the person actually communicated his thoughts, that he wants it. So in order to have Schia Mitam Shlichus, which requires Ledaitchem, so it's kemat an impossible thing. How could you have Schia Mitam Shlichus without my even being aware and calling that Daitchem? So to me it seems in Taisvis that Taisvis is taking out of the Gemara in Meseches Nedarim that if Schia works by Truma and Schia has to be shlichus because Truma needs shlichus because you need ledaitchem, that Taisvis holds you can have a schia that we're going to label ledaitchem. Now how could you possibly label a schia ledaitchem? How could you say that something he has no awareness of is the equivalent of ledaitchem? So to me it seems that the understanding is that if you're speaking about a schuz gomer where there is no tzdadim, there's no tzad of chayv, that we could treat as ledaitchem, because we have no doubt that any person would want this. So even though bepayo, there's no thoughts, the person has no awareness, the halacha will treat this as the equivalent of having his das, because there's no tzad chayv. So I understand in Shitas Taisvis that Taisvis would learn that the Gemara in Meseches Nedarim that says perhaps you could be mafresh truma even though Truma needs shlichus, b'teira schia, you would have to learn the way the Shach learns, that if it's going to work b'teira schia, it has to be a schuz gomer, because otherwise it can't have the status of shlichus. Memela, if you have to learn that schia is b'tam shlichus in order to work for Truma, then you automatically have to learn like the Shach, that it's a schuz gomer, so it's going to be muchrach, that if you could be mafresh Truma for somebody else, it's going to be mochrach that you treat that as a schuz gomer. So in the Cheshbon HaDvarim, I see that the Shach lines up in the Shitas HaTaisvis, that Schi is Mitam Shlichas. Masha'enkin, if you learn Maseches Nedarim, like the Rishonim that argue with Taisvis, that the Rashba writes in Maseches Nedarim and says, this can't be Shlichus, because Shlichus doesn't work without the person telling you to do it. Shlichus is not enough to have Nichusa, that's the Rashba's Kasha. And therefore the Rashba says, this type of Hafroshas Truma doesn't require Shlichus, because this Hafroshas Truma is something which I'm doing to my own Tvua on your behalf, but I'm making the Kriyas Hashem on my Tvua, just that it's pattering your Tevel. So the Rashba says, this type of Hafroshas Truma doesn't need Shlichus. I would need Shlichus if I was making a Chalais Truma on your Tvua, but to make a Chalais Truma on my Tvua, that, Dr. Rashba, that doesn't need mamish shlichus. Therefore, the Rashba says the Gemara is not a sugya of shlichus. It's not a sugya where you need ledaitchem, and therefore schi is sufficient. And the Rashba holds that schi is lav mitam shlichus. So therefore, in those Rishonim, it's possible to learn, like the Taz, that lav dafka, this is a schus gomer, because truma ledaitam, in this type of tzir, doesn't need shlichus. There's a Trumas Hadeshin that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, and it bothers the Tzais that it's in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings it, the Trumas Hadeshin, who he made up his Shilas, but he presented a Shilas. A situation was, there was a dough that was rising, and it was already, the challahs were already shaped, ready to go into the oven, and the balabasta wasn't around. And the way he presents it, if you wait until she comes, so it'll be niskalkel. So can somebody else be mafrish challah? Somebody who's technically not authorized to be mafrish challah, you need shlichas by hafroshas challah, like by truma. Could somebody else be mafrish challah? Could the mishareses be mafrish challah? Because it would be beneficial for the balabasta to be mafrish, for her to be mafrish challah for her. Otherwise, if you wait, it'll be neskalko. If you wait, it'll be neskalko. If you bake it first, so you have to cut off a piece. That was the shayla. So Trumas Hadeshin says, kaimalon schia mitam shlichas. He says, we paskin schiyam etam shlichus, which means he paskins like the Balei HaTaisvus. And he says, it's a schus. There's no question. Now the Ktzais challenges that, and the Ktzais says, it's not so clear to me that it's so terrible if you wait. But that's a detail. But the Trumas Hadeshin says, it's definitely a schus, because there'll be a kilkul if you let the dough sit around. So it's definitely a schus. And schiyas mitam shlichus. So true, chala need shlichus, but you have it. Schi is mitam shlichus. So the Trumas Hadeshin paskins, you could be mafrish chala without the authorization of the balabasta. So the Ktzais writes that he doesn't know why this is gepaskined in Shulchan Aruch, because not everybody agrees to this. Now he brings two Rishonim to challenge this psak. The one that's negeya us is he brings this Rashba in Maseches Nedarim. He says, the Rashba beferish says in Nedarim that it's not true. Because the Rashba said on this Gemara that asked the Shaila, could I be Torim from mine to pater yours? The Rashba said, how could I do it? Schia doesn't work b'mokim shlichus. Shlichus is only midaitai. Schia just requires nichusa. I can't be mafrish when shlichus is required. So the Rashba says, true. If shlichus is required, schia doesn't work. Truma requires shlichus if I'm being mafrish from your tvua. If I'm being mafrish from my tvua, you don't need shlichus. Lefi the Rashba, if I'm being mafrish from your isa, from your dough, you should need shlichus. So the Rashba would say, Zoktik Tzais, if I want to be mafrish from your dough to be mafrish chala to pata your dough, I'm being kairish shame on your dough, zoktik tzais, it's pasha lefi the Rashba that's not going to work. So he's bothered this, that the Trumas Hadeshin paskins It's not muskum, because the Rashba disagrees.
Why are we assuming that gamatim applies to kham?
Why what?
Why are we assuming that gamatim?
It does. It does. That's a fact. Everybody's masking. Chala is dini truma. So chala has all the dinim of truma. So zak the tzais, so lefi the Rashba doesn't work. Now the kasha of the tzais is, why is the Shulchan Aruch ignoring the Rashba? So if I were to be masber the shaila, the way I would say it is, this machlokes and the Trumas Hadeshen, I believe, is being very open about it. Trumas Hadeshen says kaimalon schiyam mitam shlichas. So Trumas Hadeshen is acknowledging this. Trumas Hadeshen is saying, if schiyah wasn't mitam shlichas, I would have no business paskening that you could be mafresh chal on behalf of the other person, because I can't become a shliach without your appointing me. And schiyah is not b'tayra shlichas. Schiyah doesn't have the power of shlichas. But Trumas Hadeshen writes, kaimalon schiyah is mitam shlichas. So you can't fault the Trumas Hadeshen that he follows the Bali HaTaisvis. You can ask on the Shulchan Aruch, why are you being machriya between the Bali HaTaisvis and the other Rishayim, if Schiyah is mitam shlichus or lav mitam shlichus? That's a fair question, and that's a separate discussion. But just in understanding this halach of the Trumas Hadeshen, it's very clear to me that the Trumas Hadeshen is saying, I'm basing my psak on the Bali HaTaisvis Schiyah mitam shlichus. And the way they understand that it means all the dinei shlichus are applicable when you use schiyah. Masha'enk, and that's what Taisa says in Bechairis. That schiyah by truma, where shlichus is required, where ladaitchem is required, it's considered ladaitchem. Masha'enk in the Rashba who paskin schiyah lab mitam shlichus. Therefore the Rashba says you can't be a shliach just because of nichusa, just because we know he'll be happy about it, he doesn't know anything about it. Therefore, the Rashba l'shitasei says that that's not what's happening in Maseches Nedarim. Now, let's move further into this shach. The shach says, number one, that's not pshat in the Gemara in Nedarim. But then the shach adds an interesting piece. The shach says, why are you limiting yourself to providing money for Pidyon HaBen? You'll give the money to the child, and then you'll give the money to the kayin. So the child will have the mitzvah. The suffix in the Gemara is, I'll provide the money, I'll do the mitzvah, and take the headache away from you. I'll provide the truma. That's a suffix. A rezak de shach, it doesn't have to be that way. I can give you the money, and we'll use your money. If we use your money, then the child has the best of both worlds. It's going to be, I'm sponsoring it, I'm providing the money, but technically the money is going to be the child's money that's going to the kayin. That's what the Shach writes amongst his tainas on the Taz. Now this suggestion of the Shach, if we break it down a little bit, is there's to me this chidushim in this suggestion. Number one, I have to get the money to the child. The number two is going to be, after I get the money to the child, I have to get the money to the kayin. So let's begin with step one. To get the money to the child, that it should belong to the child min ha-tayra, so a child can't make a kinyan. Now Taisvis writes in many places that even though I paskin ein schiyah l'katan, and nobody can make a maisa kinyan for a katan because of shitas Taisvis, that schiyah mitam shlichus vein shlichus lekatan. But Taisvis says, I can come up with cases where a katan could own money, and one of them is das acheres makna. That shitas Taisvis is that when you have das acheres makna, that even though the katan is not a bar das, it belongs to him in a Torah. So you can have a tzir where the money becomes the money of the child, with das acheres makna. It happens to be that the shach, in another place, what he speaks about that Taisvis, is not that happy with it. The shach challenges Taisvis's rayas, and the shach says, the rayas that Taisvis brings, that you can have tziurim where a katan is kainim in atayra, the shach says, it's not muchrach, it's because of das acheres makna, which the shach doesn't like. The shach argues with Tosfos and says, I hold that at a certain age, ketanin could be kainim in hatayra. Tosfos' shita is, there's no hechatimtza for a katan to be kainim in hatayra without a makne or yerusha, or Tosfos writes, if a child works, schar pu'ula could be a kinyan deraisa. The shach says, I hold a katan can have a kinyan in hatayra provided that he's reached an age where he has some level of understanding. And that's a machlokes he has with Tosfos, which affects places where Tosfos is struggling with it, but it also affects Tosfos' rayas. So to use that Tosfos in the shach is not so simple, because we're talking about the shach's suggestion of giving the money to the child. So perhaps for the shach's child, we have to make the child a little bit older, so he could be kind of money. So we're going to give him the money, it'll become his money. So either we're going to use the Asacher's Makna, or the Shach's Cotton, who's not a baby, he'll be kind of. Now we need to give the money to the Kayin. There's a Ramah that comes from the Tshuvah Sarivash, that the Shoyal of the Tshuvah Sarivash, that writes, you can't have Shlichus and Pidyon HaBen. Now the Achrayim are bothered, why not? There's Shlichus and Kola Teira Kula. So the Nesivis in the Tshuva, he wrote a Tshuva to the Chemda Shleima, and the Nesivis writes an explanation of why he holds that Shlichus doesn't help. So Zok the Nesivis. For a Shliach to take the father's money and deliver it to the Kayan, it's Pashit, Zok the Nesivis, it works. Why not? Shlichus works in Kola Teira Kula. The discussion here is, can I, an outsider, give the money to the Kayan on behalf of the Avi HaBen and say this should be the money of Pidyon HaBen? Why should it and why shouldn't it work? So the Nesiva says, the starting point is we have to ask ourselves, is there a precedent that I can give money on behalf of somebody else and the Halacha recognizes that money that was given on behalf of someone else has the same status as if that person gave the money? So the Nesiva says, on the surface, it's a Beferish Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, there's a parsha called Eved Kanani, and Eved Kanani has no money, but if somebody gives money to the Adai to be kaina the Eved Kanani, perish to be kaina his freedom, he becomes a Ben Chayrin. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, if a man gives money to a woman, l'shein Kiddushin, not for himself, but for somebody else, she's Mukadeshes, midin Eved Kanani. The Gemara says that just like you see an Eved Kanani, the money is not going from the Kaina to the Makna, it's not going from the Eved to the Adai. Here too, the money's not going from the Mekadesh, who's the Kaina, to the Isha, who's the Makna. Somebody else can give the money on behalf of the Mekadesh, and she, the Makna, will become Mekudeshes to the Kaina, whoever this person is, and this stranger is supplying the money. Midin Eved Kanani, it works. Now there's a Machlekes in Rishonim whether that din is speaking about where this outsider is a Shliach to do the Kiddushin, or he's just supplying the money. There are some Rishonim that say, if he's a formal shliach and kiddushin, and he says to her, "Hare at mukudeshes leploini," then you don't even need a chiddush of Eved Kanani. Then it's pashit. The shliach could use his own money. That's what some rishonim hold, and other rishonim are mashma that even when you have a shliach, he can't use his own money. You need some makar in the Torah that somebody else's money should work for kinyan. No matter how you learn the Gemara, if somebody were to ask, why shouldn't it work? You can make a shliach to do meshicha, to do hagbah. You can make a shliach to do any kinyan. So why shouldn't it work? So the simple argument would be, because the principle of kinyan kesef is that it's the kesef of the kaina being given to the makna, which is what creates the kinyan. So it's not simply an action that the shliach does on behalf of somebody else, but the power of the kinyan lies in the fact that the makna has gotten money from the kaina. So if the kinyan revolves around the fact that the makna received money from the kaina, you can't imitate that by somebody else handing him money. Therefore, I need a chiddush ha-taira that money somebody else is giving for this purpose, that means it's earmarked for this, it will have the halachic status ki'ilu, it came from the kaina to the makna. Just you have to work out that detail, whether this is needed even when there's a shliach or even without a shliach. Zakta Nesivis, and this is his chiddush, which the Chazon Ish doesn't like, but this is the Nesivis' chiddush. The Nesivis says, this principle that giving money on behalf of somebody else is only usable by kinyanim. If you're talking about a maisa kinyan of kinyan kesef, kedushe kesef, kinyan kesef, pidyan evit kanani, there's such a musig of somebody else giving money to be the kesef kinyan on behalf of the kaina. But if you have a situation where someone has a chayves haguf, a chayves gavra to give money, and I would like to give money on his behalf, zok de nesivis, there the din requires that the money come from the person who has the chiyuv. There's no such thing as supplying it for him without giving it to him. Zok de nesivis. If it's merely a matter of making a maisa kinyan, so I can provide the kesef kinyan, even though I'm not acting as the kaina, I'm not the kaina, but I'll provide the kesef on behalf of the kaina. But if a person has a chiyuv to give money, zok de nesivis, I can't give money that the halacha will recognize as a kiyum of his chiyuv. So in most instances, it doesn't make much of a difference. And as if I go to somebody and say, Pliny owes you $1,000. Here's $1,000 to pay up his chayv. So I don't have to be a lamdan. I just tell him very simple. I'm giving you $1,000 for Pliny. If you want to take it, then you have to be meichel the loan. I don't need a lamdis of Evet Kanani to be able to justify this transaction working. If you don't want to be meichel the chayv, give me back the $1,000. If you want the money, you can keep it. Be meichel the chayv. So we can take care of it ourselves. But where does it make a nafkamina? Where there's nobody who you can ask to be meichel. So the nesiva says, I'll bring you a place where you're going to ask a kasha on me, which is what the Chazon Ish doesn't like about the nesivas. There's a Mishnah. Everybody's mechuyif to give a machtzis ha-shekel for the karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a beferisha Mishnah that you could be shekel ha-shiklei. The Mishnah's talking about a mudr hana, but a person can send in a machtzis ha-shekel on behalf of somebody else. That's a chayves ha-gavra. There's nobody who's authorized to be meichel. I can't go to Hegdish and say, I'm here to give a machtzis ha-shekel for my friend, give him a ptur. There's nobody who can pater him. He has a mitzvah to give a machtzis ha-shekel. So zok de nesivis. I hold that the reason why that works is because I hold that's a transaction of a kinyan. When you give a machtzis ha-shekel, you're being a kaina achelik in the karbanis. So that's a kinyan, that's not a priyas chayv. Memela zokta nesivis. The reason why that mission is true is because that's really a kinyan. That's not a stam chiyev ba'alma. Now the Chazon Ish has a piece in Kiddushin where he doesn't like the nesivis because he says you can have situations where a person already has a chelik in the karbanis and he still has an outstanding chayv. And afal pichin, you can send it in. So then the Chazon Ish challenges the nesivis. But for our purposes, we're going to work with the nesivis to see what he says. Zok de nesivis. If you would have a pure chayves gavra, it won't work. So lemashal zok de nesivis, pidyan haben. Pidyan haben is a chayv. It's not a kinyan. It's a priyas chayv. The Torah said, you have a chayv to the shevet of kehanim to give them the chameshus shkolim, give them that. Zok de nesivis, there's no mechanism that's going to connect money that a stranger gives to the Avi HaBen. This is not a transaction of Mekach u'Memkar, it's a Priyas HaChayv. There is another place, by the way, where this is somewhat relevant. If a person wants to give money on behalf of somebody else for Matanis Le'Avyayin, I go to somebody and I say, I'm going to give you matanas levyonim for Pliny. So the Ani says, thank you very much, I appreciate it. So I tell him, I want you to pater Pliny from the mitzvah matanas levyonim. He'll say, I'm authorized to take off his mitzvah matanas levyonim? It's not between me and him. Chazal said you have a mitzvah called matanas levyonim. You have a chayvas gavra to give money to levyonim. So over there, for someone to say, I gave on your behalf, is negeya this nesivus. Because it's not a kinyan, it's a priyas chay, that Chazal were matal. So coming back to the sugya of pidyan haben. So the nesivus says, that's my understanding of that shita that's brought in the rivash at the Ramah Paskets. Okay. So now, the Taz and the Shach are not dealing with that. The Taz is, and the Shach are comfortable doing on behalf of somebody else. They're not bothered with this whole discussion. But what the Shach has done in his kasha on the Taz is basically he's avoided that problem too. The Shach is saying, who says that the one who's sponsoring the money is giving the money directly to the Kayan on behalf of this cotton? And therefore the Taz says, we're in the sugi in Meseches Nedarim, that who says it's a schus? The Shach says, let's do it different. Let's give the money to the cotton. It would be the equivalent of going to the Avi Aben and saying, here's the money, use the money, it's a gift, use it for Pidyon Aben. That of course works. Now we're dealing with a cotton. So we're going to give the money to the cotton, we're going to make the money belong to the cotton. Now we have to get the money from the cotton to the kayin. So how are we going to do that? So the Shach says, well, it's a schus for him. It's a schus to give the money to the kayin. So how do we present this? If we could talk to the cotton, we would tell him, listen, we would like to sponsor the Pidyon Aben. In order for it to work, we'll give you the money, and we'll give the money for you, Perish, your money, to the kayin. So in essence, what we're doing is, we're not making a t'nai in the Nesinas HaMois, it's only yours to be used for Pidyon Aben. That would have its own problems. But essentially, we're saying to the cotton, we're giving the money with the intent of the money being used for Pidyon Haben. So in the overall picture, it's a schus for the cotton, because at the end of the day, he has the mitzvah himself, it's his money, and he doesn't have to worry about paying for Pidyon Haben. When he grows up, somebody's paying for it. But now we have a question. Can we do this? Can Schia work on the cotton's money to go to the kayin? So to me it seems that this brings us back to the shaila with the Trumas Hadeshim. I come into your house and your dough is rising and I've decided that it's a schus gomer for me to be mafresh your challah. Zok the Trumas Hadeshim, if schi is mitam shlichus, you can do it. But if schi is lav mitam shlichus, you ask the Rajba, he'll say, I'm sorry, he can't. It's a schus gomer, the Rajba says, you can't. There's no such thing as schia working on somebody else's money, so you don't have the power to do that. Now the Tzais has an arichas in that piece to be masber this shita of the Rajba. His understanding essentially is schia is something that works to accept something for someone. You could be zaycha for someone. But the Tzais understands in the Rajba, there's no power in Schia to give away something that belongs to somebody else. So let's look at this Shach. What the Shach is suggesting is basically using the idea of the Trumas Hadeshin, it would seem. He doesn't mention this. But what the Shach is suggesting is, we're going to give the money to the cotton, so it'll make it his. It's now his money. What gives us the power to give it to the Kayan? It's a schus. And why does schia give us the power to take somebody's money and give it away? So it would seem that you either have to assume that schia is mitam shlichus, and therefore I can be your shliach, and it's a schus gomer, we would have to say. Now normally, giving away somebody's money is not a schus gomer. You'd have to say in this instance, where the money was only given with the understanding that there's going to be a follow-up nesina, it becomes a schus gomer, and therefore we can act as your shliach to give the money to the kayin, which fits in nicely l'fi the Trumas Hadeshin. The question is, if you don't hold that schi is mitam shlichus, can you do such a thing? And as the Tzais would say, you can't do this. There is no mechanism with which you can take somebody else's money. So from the perspective of the Tzais, what the Shach is saying seems to remedy the Taz's problem. Really, you end up being caught. If I give the money to the Kotten, then I need the Koyach to get the Kotten's money to the Koyach. For that, you need a Shlichus. If I don't give it to the Kotten, so then I subject myself to the Taz's question that you're robbing him of the mitzvah. And then, of course, this they don't discuss. It goes back to the Ramah Shaila Bichlau, if somebody else's money works. So the only way it could be a schus gomer here, I think, would be that he never would have gotten the money without this. So you'd have to say that in a situation where the only way I'll get the money in the first place is if he's agreeable to the money being given to the kayan, which we have no one to discuss it with. So you'd have to say that it becomes the equivalent of a schus gomer. Right, so for that he can use his own money already. we're trying to...
Why is he supposed to give it now?
Yeah, so the reason is only because we're going to save him money. In the Sacha Kail, is when he speaks to his accountant's going to say, this is a better deal, because you end up saving money. That is ultimately the schus. Now, in that Shach, as he continues
so
to argue with
the Kotten getting the mitzvah?
Yeah, because the Shach says it's his money.
So that's
how the Shach says it. You're asking that Lamaisa the Kotten is totally unaware of what's going on.
Money out of someone's pocket and put it in the pushka. That person is called getting a mitzvah.
Well, he's called a ganef. That person is called a ganef.
No, but even if I did it with the mechanism of schus, I mean, then
well, if it's a schus, which it's money he has to give anyway, then it again, if you'd have a hechatimtza like that, then a chanami, because it is a mitzvah, because he's supposed to give it, and if I have the right to do it for him. If you would have such a hechatimtza, it would be it's a mitzvah.
Just mitzvah.
I can't hear you.
A katan can do a mitzvah.
A katan can certainly do a mitzvah. He's not a mechuyev in the mitzvah, because he's not mechuyev in pidyon haben when he becomes bar mitzvah. If this happened already and it worked, so it means that even though we darshan the pasuk, that if the father's not paida, the ben has to be paida. So it certainly is a pidyon that's allah for the katan. The Shach just assumes as long as it was his money that went to the Kayan, that it's going to be his mitzvah. Because the Gemara's two tzdadim are, nichel le'inish le'meve mitzvah b'mayne, I would rather do a mitzvah even if it cost me money. The other tzad is, I'd rather save the money. The Shach's argument is, if the money comes from the Kayan, from the Kotten's mitzvah, then it's pashut, it's the Kotten's mitzvah. Because I can act as his shliach to do for him what he's not capable of doing himself. So I'm delivering the money, but it's his money that I'm giving. So the mitzvah has to be in the siachas to him. It can't be the stranger's mitzvah, because it's not the stranger's money.
Can't you say that a katan cannot do a mitzvah?
Well, avada he can do a mitzvah. That's lemaisa katan can do a mitzvah. I mean, there's no din that can't do a mitzvah. It's only a question whether he's called a mechuyev bedaver legabi patering a chiyev that he may still have. But by pidyon haben, it's clear from them that it's going to pater him. In that shach, he continues with more tainas on the taz, and there's some chidushim there that I think some sefer is bothered with this prat. The shach says, I hold the whole discussion is not even, the whole thing doesn't even start, even if the taz is right. The Shach says that the Gemara in Kiddushin, when it has the limudim for shlichus, the Gemara brings a pasuk, and the Gemara has three mamorim in what exactly the pasuk is saying. The Gemara brings a pasuk by Chalukas Haaretz that every nasi was mechalik for his shevet. So the Gemara begins by saying, Menayin Shushluch Shalon Kamaisai, this pasuk. The Gemara says, that can't be Shlichas, they were Ketanim there also. So then the Gemara says, Menayin shezochen l'adam shlebefanav. And then the Gemara says, what do you mean a schus? Some people like this type of land, some people like this type of land. Then the Gemara finally says, Menayin, that you can do a chayiv for a cotton. Sak the Gemara, a chayiv for a cotton? Sak the Gemara, Menayin, that Bezdin has the power to do something for a cotton that they think is beneficial, even though there's a tzad chayiv. That's the maskana of the Gemara. Now the machlekes in Rishayim, if schi is mitam shlichus, la mitam shlichus, has to do with diyukim in that Gemara shakla v'tari. Because the Gemara begins with, the pasuk is talking about shlichus. So the Gemara can't be, there's ketanim here. Then the Gemara says, talking about schia. So that's where the Rishayim jump in. You just dropped shlichus because of ketanim, so why did you move to schia? If schi is mitam shlichus. That's where the Rishayim argue, is it or isn't it a diyuk? But at the end of the sugya, the Gemara is mechadish, a new idea, that Bezdin has the kayach to do something on behalf of a cotton that's not a schus gomer, but it's something that they feel is in the overall and the cotton's benefit. Something which technically has a tzad chayiv, but they have the power to make that judgment and therefore make chalukas ha'aretz. Zokta Shach, if that's the case, then the whole discussion, Zokta Shach, I think is moot. We're dealing with the power of Bezdin. Bezdin has the power to do what they feel is beneficial for the cotton. So if Bezdin would feel it's beneficial for the cotton to have a pidyon ben now, if Bezdin would be afraid that by the time he's bar mitzvah, it'll be forgotten that he's a bechor, whatever the concern is, and Bezdin says it's beneficial to do it now, Zokta Shach, I don't need to work with the regular channels of schia. I don't have to deal with the Gemara Meseches Nedarim. Is it a schus? Isn't it a schus? Bezdin can make a judgment that this is more beneficial for the cotton than not, and that's Bezdin's authority. And therefore the Shach says, to me, we don't have to work with normal sugyas of is it a schus, isn't it a schus, and again all the pratim that the Shach brings, he says all those sugyas are not negay. That's what the Shach says, Lamai says, what he holds, what you could do it. But then the Shach continues, and he says, I think it's a Beferi Shetaisvis in Sanhedrin, that says like me, and because of this, I have a tmiyah on a Taisvis in Ksuvis. Taisvis in Ksuvis, like in other places, talks about the concept of ger cotton, and Taisvis wants to know, how do you ever have a ger cotton? The Gemara says, Zochen la'adam shaloi befanav. Taisvis is bothered. Schi is mitam shlichus, vein shlichus la'cotton. So how does it happen? So Taisvis in Ksuvis has his arichas how it works. Zok the Shach, I don't see the problem. The answer is very simple. Bezdin has the authority over Ketanim, and since they have the authority over Ketanim, they can do it. And then the Shach writes, there's a Taisvis in Sanhedrin. Now the Taisvis in Sanhedrin is not clear exactly what he means. Taisvis in Sanhedrin, when he deals with Ger Kotten, writes, the Schia of Geiris is different, it operates differently, and therefore all the kashas of Ein Schia La'akum, Ein Schia La'kotten is not negay. That's what Taisvis says in Sanhedrin. But the Shach says that's what Taisvis means.
Bezdin has the power of a Geishkan.
So that's the Chiddush to me in the Shach. The Chiddush to me in the Shach, which is, I think, the Chassam Sofer is Ma'ir this on the Shach, that we see the Gemara has a drasha from the Nasi Echad that Bezdin has the authority over Yiddish Ketanim. And that's given to them from that Pasuk. But when you're talking about making a chalois geiris on a cotton, so there you're talking about the authority of Bezdin on a guy. The authority of Bezdin on a guy, where does that come from? Now the emes is that Taisvis in Sanhedrin is lav dafka limited to a cotton. Taisvis in Sanhedrin is mashma that Bezdin has the power of being megayir geirim bal karchach. Taisvis in Sanhedrin learns that whole sugya in Ksuvis that says my kamashmal and tanina zochen lada shabafanav, and the Gemara continues, Taisvis understands it's not the normal sugya of schia. Taisvis understands it's really not even limited to being a schus, just they wouldn't do it if it wasn't beneficial. Taisvis is mashma that they have the kayach of pulling someone off the street and making him a yid. That's what it's mashma from Taisvis. Now, by an adult, he can always block the process by not being mekabel mitzvahs. It's only negay by ketanim, where you don't need kabbalas mitzvahs. But Taisvis is mashma that there is such a kayach in Bezdin. The Shach is saying, he holds Taisvis is saying what he's saying. The Shach sounds like he's saying it comes from that pasuk, that pasuk that was mechadish, this musig, that Bezdin has this authority to do this. Again, in the sugya, it's Yiddish ketanim. That's what the sugya is talking about, that the Torah gave them a certain kayach over them. They're responsible for them, and therefore they have a kayach to make decisions. But Memela just comes out in Cheshbin, Zok the Shach, that I hold it applies even, he doesn't say it before, he doesn't break it down. He just says it works all the time. And therefore, to him, the whole sugya of Ger Katan, that you have discussion in the Bali HaTosfos, how does it work? Zok the Shach, it doesn't need an explanation. It's Poshet, it's in the hands of Bezdin. The Shach is work. The Taisus is even without Schus Gomer. Taisus in Ksuvis uses Schus Gomer. Taisus in Sanhedrin does not mention Schus Gomer. Taisus in Sanhedrin just says, as he goes through the kashas, he breaks it into two. That there's a problem of how does a cotton have money? How does a guy have schia? How does a cotton have schia? And then at one point he says, this is the answer. The answer is we don't need schia. It has nothing to do with the sugya of Shchiyah, it's the Kayach of Bezdin. So Taisin Sanhedrin is Mashmah, has nothing to do with the inyan of Schus Gam. Now, in this Shaila of the ability of being mafresh truma, being mafresh chala, using schia, which to me seems to be a machlokes between the Bali HaTosfos, which is the Trumas Hadeshen, and the other Rishonim who pass in schia lav mitam shlichus. What I understand is that they're really arguing what to take out of the Gemara in the Dara. Taisvis says, from here you see schia mitam shlichus, because truma needs shlichus. The other Rishonim say, this is not your typical truma, because it's not his, and therefore here you don't need shlichus. You find in other places where the Rishonim ask akasha. The Mishnah says in Gittin, an apotropis is able to be mafrish trumas and maisris for the ketanim he's in charge of. So the Rishonim asked akasha. The Rishonim asked, how could he do it? How could he be mafrish? You need, there's a drush of olei apotropsim. But it's the same miyot, atem. Atem says you have to do it yourselves. So how can the hafrosha work? So in the Rishonim, there are some Rishonim who understand that really mi'ikar hadin and apotropis has the power, and therefore he's not really nismayit, and it's only in a smachta. But there are Rishonim who discuss the possibility of using schia. Now that's a case where we mamish have the same shaila. To use schia over there, you should have to have dine shlichus, because you're being mafresh from the cottons, assuming that that's what he does. If you're being mafresh from the cotton's own peiris, mineu bei, then there you should need the power of shlichus, and the cotton can't make a shliach. So if you would like to use schia, because that's the only way the cotton could eat, then you have the trumas hadeshen. The rishonim who hold that you can't use schia for afroshas truma, that's why you'll see in those Rishonim that they're looking for other ways out. It happens to be that if you look in the Rishonim and Gittin on Nun Beis, it's not so simple that everything lines up. You have to take a look in how they deal with this question, because some of them do speak about Schia. And the question is, will that line up if you hold that Schia is Lav Mitam Shlichus? There's a Ritva in Kiddushin that asks an interesting kasha. The Ritva asks, why do we need a pasuk to teach us shlichus by Karban Pesach? The Ritva says, Zochen lo adam shlebefanav. I want you to shech my Karban Pesach. Just use schia. So the Ritva writes, if you hold schia as mitam shlichus, it's not a kasha. Because what does the Ritva mean? If schia is mitam shlichus, the din of Shechia is derived from the parasha of Shlichus. As he understands, it's not a separate pasuk that taught me Shechia. Once the Torah taught me Shlichus, we know Shechia on our own because of this umdana, which is the equivalent of Shlichus. In the Rishayim, we hold Shechia mitam Shlichus. That means it comes from a different pasuk. So why didn't the pasuk of Shlichus? So there the Ritva writes, because maybe the Torah is makbid that I do it. Which means Shlichus is mechadish, what we call Shlucha Shel Adam Kameisa. So in places where the Torah wants me to do it, assuming it's not what the Rishonim call Mitzvah Shebegufay, there's a concept called Shlucha Shel Adam Kameisa. Shechia lav mitam Shlichus doesn't have the Maila of Shlucha Shel Adam Kameisa. Therefore, in the Rishonim that Shechia is lav mitam Shlichus, it's going to be limited where you could use it. Wherever you need Kameisai, Shechia doesn't work. In the Bali HaTosfos, that Shechia is mitam Shlichus, it mamish has the mile of Kameisai. Therefore, even Shechia is called Kameisai, and that's why you will find that Tosfos Keseder struggles with any such chilukim. L'moshel, Rashi has a shita that's challenged by the Rishonim, that Tosfos L'bachay B'mokim Shechav L'acherim, that it doesn't work, is only if you're not a shliach. If you did it b'teira schia. If I was teifis, a chayv, from a loiva on behalf of a malva, where there's other malvim who are going to get hurt through this tfisa, zok the Gemara doesn't work. Zok Rashi, where he was teifis me'atzma, he didn't send him. Me'achash lo so ha'noisha shliach. That's a lashon of Rashi. So the Rishonim argue with Rashi, they have a kasha from a Gemara. But Tosfos, when he asks, says, I don't understand. Shechia is Shlichus. There's no difference. So how could you tell me by Shlichus it works and by Shechia it doesn't work? They're one in the same. And then Tosfos proceeds to bring the rayas that he typically brings in Shas, that Shechia is mitam Shlichus. So in the Bali at Tosfos, they can't be seivo that there ever could be chilukim between Shechia and Shlichus. Because the way they look at it is that Shechia is not a separate parsha. Shechia is the parsha of Shlichus. And the chiddush of Shechia is that Chazal understand that in a matzav where it's clear the person wants it, there's no need for communication. Masha'enkin, if you would learn that Shechia is not mitam Shlichus, it's a totally different parsha. It's a different parsha. It happens to be weaker. So where it works, it works. Where it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Memela, if Shechia is lav mitam Shlichus, then the Rashi would be very simple. If I make you a shliach, you're me. That's the person himself being Tosfos. If it's Shechia, you're a stranger. But Tosfos can't be seivelit, because Tosfos says it's pashut, Shechia is mitam Shlichus. When the Rishonim discuss this topic, there's always a question of where does Rashi fit. So each one's looking to pull Rashi into his camp. But that's the shaila. If Shechia is mitam Shlichus, which is means it's mamish shlichus, there's no makom for chilukim. And if Shechia is lav mitam shlichus, they have nothing to do with each other. Shechia cannot compensate for whatever shlichus requires. If you need kamaisa, you want to have kamaisa. That's what comes out, I think, in the cheshbon of the sugya.